WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Fibermax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. Fibermax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. When the A&M System Board of Regents meets tomorrow, of most interest locally will be what has now been titled the Kyle Field Stadium Redevelopment Project.
Originally pegged at $425 million, the Regents will be asked to change the project scope and budget. Details are not in the nearly 500-page agenda book. That'll be revealed during the Regents' meeting. The Chancellor is also asking for authority to negotiate funding agreements with the Convention and Visitors Bureau, the City of College Station, and Brazos County. A change in state law is required to allow hotel occupancy tax money meant for the now-closed College Station Conference Center to help fund Kyle Field. In return, off-campus groups are supposed to have the chance to rent on-campus facilities at cost. In a related item, a system-wide construction update includes a $16 million expansion at the Bright Center. At 43% completion, it's expected to open in mid-September. This includes a new sports nutrition center on the north side and a larger main lobby area on the south side. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A small piece of land on the A&M campus will be generating property tax money. That's because a private developer is in charge of Campus Point, a combination of student housing, a convention center, a hotel, and retail along University between Texas and College. The College Station City Council, at its last meeting, approved an agreement with the A&M system. In addition to collecting property taxes, the city will receive revenue from providing electricity. The university will supply water and sewer service. Julie Schultz was part of the unanimous council vote.
Personally, from being a lifelong member here, I don't see really a downside. I know this idea has existed for 10 years or more. I think it's great that it's coming to fruition, and I say, you know, whatever we can do to get this to happen, we need to do it.
More information's on our website at WTAW.com. More than 300 housing units will be built, along with a hotel and a convention center. And service arrangements have been announced for College Station City Manager Frank Simpson, who died Saturday afternoon of an apparent heart attack. A public visitation will be this evening from 5 to 7:30 at St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic Church in College Station, followed by a rosary. A memorial service will be held tomorrow morning at 10 at the church, followed by a reception. College Station City Hall will be closed tomorrow from 9:30 until 2 to allow employees to attend the service. Phone calls will be answered. Mayor Nancy Berry announced yesterday that Kathy Merrill was appointed interim city manager, and the city council will hold a special meeting Thursday at noon to begin moving forward following Simpson's unexpected death. There's a second plea in an auto insurance scam from several years ago involving a former Bryan chiropractor. Authorities say 42-year-old Marion Young collected more than $1 million of fraudulent bills for medical treatments that were never performed. Young, the co-owner of the defunct private chiropractic care, also recruited alleged accident victims to be represented by a local law firm. Prosecutors say the fraudulent billing caused insurance companies to issue settlement checks that were split between Young, chiropractor Chase Lindsay, and three others awaiting trial. In February, Lindsay admitted to participating in a two-year conspiracy that took place between 2007 and 2009. Should police have the power to force citizens to stop filming their activities? There's a bill at the Capitol which would punish police for harassment. Stacey Allen of the Texas Association of Broadcasters calls this police censorship and a violation of the First Amendment.
You cannot order a broadcaster or reporter to cease a live broadcast at a crime scene. It's simply unconstitutional.
The legislation would force police to pay court costs for anyone found not guilty of interfering with police while taping. Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott has issued an opinion stating that local governments and school districts that offer marriage benefits to same-sex partners are violating the state constitution. The Pflugerville School District became the first in the state to extend benefits. A school spokeswoman had no comment. Senator Dan Patrick of Houston sought the ruling last November, arguing that Texas amended its constitution in 2005 to define marriage as between one man and one woman and prohibited government entities from recognizing anything similar to marriage. Governor Rick Perry says he won't sign a new state budget that does not include a tax cut. Perry spoke to reporters yesterday after meeting with Republican members of the Texas House. He wants taxpayers to share some of the state's surplus revenue, though lawmakers have not included any tax cuts in their proposed budgets. Perry also said he asked lawmakers to spend $2 billion on water projects instead of using regular state revenue as supported by conservative activists. And all kinds of exciting new performances are lined up this year, according to MSC Opus Executive Director Anne Black. Although it's sometimes tricky to try to meet the broad range of tastes represented, Black feels they've done a great job, particularly for age ranges within families.
We have a couple of programs on Opus Junior. We have Junie B. Jones' Jingle Bells Batman Smells, mm-hmm. which should draw a big crowd,
oh, yeah.
and Peter Pan. But sure. then we also will have two larger family events, Imago Theater's Frog, which is one of the best things I've seen in a long, long time.
Black says an additional show presented by Lightwire Theater will entertain kids who are a little bit older with plenty of electroluminescent novelty. For a rundown of Opus's upcoming shows, listen to the full interview at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 6:12. It's 63 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by FiberMax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Lunch doesn't have to be boring, and it doesn't have to be the same boring lunch day after day. At Subway restaurants, you can enjoy many of your favorite sandwiches as a featured fresh value meal for $5.50. A different regular 6-inch sandwich is featured every day as a fresh value meal with chips and a 21-ounce drink. Choosing lunch just got easier. Start your week off right with a turkey breast and Black Forest ham sandwich on Monday. On Tuesday, enjoy oven-roasted chicken. Alleviate those midweek blues with turkey breast on Wednesday. Treat yourself on Thursday to a spicy Italian. End the work week with a cold cut combo on Friday. The weekends are even better with Black Forest ham on Saturday and sweet onion chicken teriyaki on Sunday. It's our $5.50 fresh value meal of the day. Get a featured 6-inch sandwich, chips, and a 21-ounce drink for only $5.50. Head to your nearest Subway restaurant and see what's on the menu today. Valid at participating locations, excludes premium subs, additional charge for extras, limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Subway, eat fresh.
Good morning, 6:13, Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure is going to be responsible for some sunshine today. Temperatures, they're going to have the tendency to climb up to about 80. We could see a shower this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy tonight with lows near 65. We're going to be partly sunny during the day tomorrow. Highs will be somewhere between 80 and 85. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 60 to 65. Some sunshine in the forecast for Thursday with the risk of a shower. Highs only around 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Wait. There. Okay, now they had that button pushed. Okay.
All right, and with and I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Fighting Texas Aggie baseball takes the field tonight against the Grambling State Tigers. The 27th-ranked Texas A&M golf team has been selected to the NCAA Division Tournament. And we all get you caught up also with the high school softball, the Bryan Hike game that was delayed and then delayed some more. They actually finally played two yesterday, or one and a quarter, something like that. All that and more with sports. We'll do it for you about 6:50.
Yeah, they do quarters in basketball and football. I don't do it in baseball. I'm just saying. This is probably a record in Chicago. Shermaine Miles has been arrested 396 times.
Oh, I bet it's not a record.
It's 1978.
Okay, I was about to say, is it several times a day? Or?
Now, what's really neat is that it's not just for one thing. I mean, after all, you should, whenever possible, diversify, right? 92 times for theft, 65 times for disorderly conduct, and 59 times for prostitution.
Huh.
51 years old. My goodness. 83 aliases. And knows
How
all.
How many?
83. And knows all the police.
Wait, is this a woman or a man?
Well, I think it's a...
With the prostitution charge, I'd lean towards female.
Well, what was its name?
Shermaine Miles. I mean, that could be anybody, but anyway, we'll go with female because...
I could have her to dinner.
Again, 83 aliases. Do you think she went to the internet for like a alias generation software that could come up with new names for her?
I think she's obviously a creative person and she just needs some more positive people in her life.
She's got an app for that on her phone.
Yeah. So you gotta go up there and try to reform Charmaine, are you?
I'm not saying I would reform her. It would be up to her.
Yeah.
It's more like I would just want to spend time with her.
Once again.
Lost puppies. Wandering cats and wayward prostitutes.
Ask ahead before hugging.
Yes.
A group of vigilantes who dress up in comic style costumes to fight real crime are upset after the city's police issued a report saying that their activities should be restricted.
Oh, now don't tell us about what you do on the weekends, Scott.
Yeah, really. This is the kind of thing that is, this sounds like a sitcom or some sort of a Law and Order.
Episode of the Big Bang Theory.
Yeah,
they made a movie about it.
Did they?
Sort of, didn't they?
Yeah.
Wasn't the guys that dress up like, wasn't it Superman?
Oh, you know, that could well be. Yeah, oh, that's right. Well, you know, I saw part of that on Comedy Central about a month ago.
Apparently it made
a
big impression.
That's Ben Stiller, right?
I believe so,
Ben Stiller is in that.
Well, no, he's in Mystery Men. Are you confusing him?
You know, again, since I only saw about 20 minutes of it and didn't decide, it was too much effort to go over and get the remote to punch tape, you know, to capture it on my DVR.
If Hank Azaria was also in it, it's probably Mystery Men.
All right, well, that's sure. I'll go. They go to some convention or something. And,
I don't know.
Okay. We've really broken that off.
Pretty
anyway,
much.
So the report comes out after the group of people dressed up like superheroes got into a fight with some people who were trying to deface the courthouse last May. Well, again, I mean, sounds like the kind of thing superheroes would do.
Yeah.
Nonetheless.
Protect the courthouse seems like a pretty cut and dry, this is right and this is wrong.
That's it. So anyway,
I think that was in Justice League of America.
Yeah, history. I mean, superheroes in Seattle. That's good for them. Go have some coffee. Have
a great time. They need to work in Chicago.
Yeah.
Info.
Mation.
They got plenty to do there
with one person,
and they need the help.
Find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's gonna be a good, good morning. A good, good morning meeting. We're gonna have a great time today.
Since 1985, homeowners throughout the Brazos Valley have trusted Anchor Foundation Repair to protect their largest investment. Our commitment to quality service has resulted in over 3,500 satisfied customers. Our experienced crews are capable of repairing all types of residential and commercial foundations and come with a lifetime guarantee. So call 690-2020 for your free foundation evaluation or visit us at anchorfoundationrepair.net to learn about the Anchor Advantage.
Caring for a loved one with Alzheimer's is a difficult and challenging experience, and it's one that you don't have to face on your own. Hudson Creek Alzheimer's Special Care Center is the only freestanding Alzheimer's community in the Brazos Valley. We have licensed nurses on site 24 hours a day. At Hudson Creek, we support independence, provide a sense of belonging, and create meaningful moments for our residents. Hudson Creek is on Coppercrest Drive in Bryan. Call 774-0700 to schedule a tour or visit jeaseniorliving.com.
License number 102654.
Here you go. It's 620, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We are, it's the last day of April. Day 120, 245 of them to go.
Goodness gracious.
And it's also National Honesty Day.
And
Hairstyle Appreciation Day.
Well, those two don't go together.
No, they don't. Yeah, because, if somebody's really working hard
great.
On their... Somebody's really working hard on a comb over, you know? Yeah, coming up and going, that looks good. All right, go ahead.
All right, birthdays. Diana Aragon is 27 years old from Glee. Kirsten, depending on who you talk to, Dunst, is 31. John Galecki is 38 from Big Bang Theory. Also, Kunal Nayar, he plays Raj on Big Bang Theory. Same birthday, he's 32.
Mm.
Carolyn Dawn Johnson, who had a couple hits and then disappeared, is 42. She's lying under the rock of obscurity.
Yeah.
Adrian Pasdar is 48.
He's married to one of the Dixie Chicks.
Natalie Maines.
Okay.
Very good.
Yeah.
Isaiah Thomas, formerly of the Pistons, now he's working with the NBA, is 52. Yeah. Meryl Osmond is 60. I think that's the second one from the left.
Okay. Sure.
Just one of the Osmond clans.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Bobby V, 70 years old today.
Okay.
Burt Young.
I thought he was dead. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I thought he had passed away.
Well, Burt Young looked dead in the Rocky movies,
and that
was way back when.
Yeah.
He was also in the Rodney Dangerfield Gosh. Back to school.
Hope he invested well.
Yeah, he's 73. Willie Nelson, 80 years old today.
Love it.
Shotgun Willie sits around in his underwear.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. 80 years old. Wow. I guess he's the greatest living icon of country music now since George Jones passed last week.
My mom always had a crush on him.
Willie's something else, that's for sure. Okay.
One of those where you look at him and go, you made it to 80?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Really? No, collecting bets. That's what we say.
Maybe he's preserved by the alcohol.
He has, I don't know how much.
I
don't know how much alcohol he's using these days. But
maybe he's preserved by the other stimulants.
All sorts of things, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Herbal enhancements.
Better living through chemistry.
And finally this morning, our last birthday, Cloris Leachman is 87 years old. And you'll know her from several television shows and from Young Frankenstein.
87. Isn't that something?
Cloris Leachman's 87 years old.
I remember her from Last Picture Show. She was in that. Played the coach's wife.
Yes.
Michael Waltrip, NASCAR driver.
Oh, really?
He'd be 50. And, yeah, that's it. I was trying to remember what the Bobby V hit song was.
Oh, hang on.
Oh.
I got it.
Do you?
I got it.
Really?
I got
it. Would you drop it on the floor?
No, I'd already turned around and pitched it because that part of my show was done.
I got you.
Take good care of my baby.
Oh, of course.
Devil or angel, and the night has a thousand eyes.
Oh, the night has a thousand eyes. That was a pretty good tune.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, that was not bad. All right, 622.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
This president doesn't have the stomach to stand by his, quote, red lines. And then there's America's adversaries like Iran. They're watching all of this. Obama now has repeatedly said he's not going to allow Iran to secure a nuclear weapon. He said he's not bluffing, but then he said he's not bluffing on Syria using chemical weapons. So I think it's a pretty good bet that the Ayatollahs and their supreme leaders and the mullahs are going to bet that he's bluffing on Iran also in terms of them gaining a nuclear weapon. And you can't forget that the Chinese are watching, and you can't forget the North Koreans are watching. What do you think 28-year-old Kim Jong-un is going to take from Obama's appeasement here? Is he supposed to fear American retaliation if Kim Jong-un and North Korea attack South Korea or Japan?
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. I know you're interested in protecting what's important to you. Now, whether we're talking about your family or your freedom, you're passionate. Now, I'm the same way. And I'm also passionate about Mosey, the most trusted name in cloud backup. If you're in business, you know how costly losing your important files can be, so don't risk it. Protect what's yours with Mosey, a cloud service that backs up your spreadsheets, your presentations, and all the other files automatically. Mosey, you set it, you forget it. And best of all, lets you access them wherever you are, whenever you want. And you can use your tablet or your smartphone. The Mosey cloud is lined with Tritanium, meaning it triple protects your data with military-grade security, world-class data management, and from a business built to last. Now, it's easy to use, and of course, you get peace of mind, which is huge. Now, if it's important to you, Mosey will protect it, which is why you need Mosey. Now, we use it here at the Sean Hannity Show, and it has never let us down. It won't let you down either. Just go to their website, Mosey.com, M-O-Z-Y.com, and you save 15% when you put in the promo code Hannity15.
Howdy, Coach Gary Blair inviting you to a celebration dinner and auction presented by Mac Resource Computers on Thursday, May the 2nd at the Expo Center, benefiting Special Olympics and other charities. Doors open at 6 and $10 will get you dinner and drinks. Go to GaryBlairGolf.com for more. Special thanks to Chili Fest, Mac Resource, Chevron the Med, Volvo Rents, Outback Steakhouse, CC Creations, Jack Hilliard Distributing, KBTX, and News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A lot of unhappy healthcare workers. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. There could be a lot of worker turnover in the healthcare industry in the coming months. More than a third of the healthcare workers surveyed by Career Builder say they'll be looking for new jobs this year. More than 80% of the respondents say they're not actively looking for a change, but they'd be open to moving for the right opportunity. A lot of workers say they're underpaid and feeling burned out. corn will be getting to market late this year. The Department of Agriculture says just 4% of the 2013 corn crop is in the ground at this point, compared to 49% at this time last year. The weather in key corn-growing states has been too wet this spring. Farmers have not been able to take their tractors into the fields. Aetna posted a smaller first-quarter profit because of costs associated with the acquisition of Coventry Healthcare, but the insurance company's results still topped Wall Street forecasts, and Aetna offered upbeat guidance. Stock futures are lower now. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
There are many debt relief plans and scams out there. So if you find yourself with $10,000 or more in credit card debt and you just want the facts about legitimate debt relief solutions available to you, then call American Credit Card Solutions for a free informational kit that will tell you about your options in simple, easy-to-understand terminology. The kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is absolutely no sales pitch, just the facts, sent directly to you in the mail. This free informational kit can be mailed to you today so you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-921-6622 and ask for your free kit. That's 800-921-6622. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited. So call right now for your free debt informational kit. 800-921-6622. That's 800-921-6622.
Good morning. It's 627, a Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. High temperature today, 83 or so, and then tonight we're looking at a low temperature of 65. 85 on Wednesday, then we're going to have a wind shift on Thursday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 1 in the afternoon, they're telling us right now. Mostly cloudy with a high near 68. Winds will be north 5 to 10, and then they'll gust up in the afternoon to 25 miles an hour. 43 for our low on Thursday night, kind of chilly, but Friday and Saturday look pretty nice. 67 on Friday and 75 on Saturday. But again, next couple of days will be in the 80s. Calm winds now, 97% relative humidity, and we've got 65 out there.
The PSA blood test for prostate cancer was never designed to be a screening test and can actually do more harm than good. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
Can the radiation from a cell phone cause brain cancer?
The type of radiation emitted by a cell phone is not the type of radiation, ionizing radiation, that damages our cells and causes cancer.
Dr. Richard Besser, chief health and medical editor for ABC News and author of the book, Tell Me the Truth, Doctor.
But there's still a ton of concern about this. And fine, if you're concerned, use a hands-free device. But what really gets me about this is that cell phones are incredibly dangerous. Any moment, there are at least 600,000 people who are texting and driving. That is a formula for an accident.
Most men over the age of 50 are advised by their doctor to get a PSA screening test for prostate cancer. Dr. Besser believes it's a bad idea.
You know, the American Cancer Society recommends we have a conversation about this rather than just ordering the test. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force has reviewed the issue, and they don't recommend a prostate screening test for any man. The current test was never designed as a screening test. It was designed for use in people who already had prostate cancer, and the man who developed the test is bewildered that it has now been transformed into a screening test.
But what could be the harm? It's just a blood test.
It is far more likely to pick up a cancer that would never harm you. it can lead then to a biopsy, which can then lead to treatment. The biopsy and the treatment all have significant side effects.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Hi, I'm Donna with the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. We are the largest buyers of gold and silver in the Brazos Valley because we pay the most for your precious metals, gemstones, silver flatware, and Swiss watches. Many have shopped around but come back to us because we simply pay more. Come see for yourself with the no-obligation price quote. The Jewelry and Coin Exchange is located at 313 College Avenue, one block off University Drive in the IHOP Center. We're open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6. Call 846-2400 or come see us.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Click on mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A privately operated development on the A&M campus combining student housing with retail, a hotel, and a convention center will not be exempt from property taxes. That was among the information revealed at the last College Station City Council meeting about what is being called Campus Point. John Nichols made the motion to what was a unanimous vote to do a joint agreement, which in part calls for A&M to do a traffic impact study along University between Texas and College.
I like traffic. I don't like congestion. But traffic means we've got people here and they're moving around and I hope they're spending money and they're investing money. I like a lot of what I see in this because I see a lot of collaboration between the university and the city. And this is a way that we see it bringing outside investors' dollars into the community for something that builds taxable property.
The city will supply electricity while the university provides water and sewer service. On our website at WTAW.com is more information about the development. And with two new members, the A&M System Board of Regents hold their next meeting tomorrow on the flagship campus.
Tony Busby of Friendswood, A&M class of 1990, and Charles Schwartz of Houston, whose degrees are from Texas and Harvard, were recently named to the board along with the reappointment of Morris Foster of Austin. Regents' business includes a proposal to guarantee tuition and fees starting in the fall of 2014. The goal is to increase the number of undergraduate students who complete their work in 4 years. You might be interested in hearing about a couple of program fees. Pending all approvals, the fee at A&M's new law school in Fort Worth would be $33,000 a year for full-time students. For those in the Mays Business School MBA program, the program fee would jump $1,000 a semester to more than $6,400. And speaking of the MBA program, President Bowen Lofton wants to increase the space on their Houston campus by 25% to almost 30,000 square feet. The additional room would be used by other graduate and continuing education programs, along with hosting alumni and future students. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
State Senator Dan Patrick of Houston says an attorney general's opinion barring local governments and school districts from offering marriage benefits to same-sex partners ensures they cannot subvert the will of Texans. AG Greg Abbott says that violates the state constitution, which was amended in 2005 to define marriage as between one man and one woman. Benefits are currently offered to city employees in Austin, Fort Worth, and El Paso, along with the Pflugerville School District. While it's not illegal in Texas to record video, police in action, the rise in those with smartphones has led to more instances of police harassment. State Senator Craig Estes of Wichita Falls wrote legislation providing recourse from officers charging interference with public duties.
I think it's vital that this harassment stop. The police shouldn't be doing anything in public that they fear being recorded.
A civil aspect of the bill under consideration would force the police to pay court costs of the person filming if they are acquitted of the charge of interfering with police. Governor Perry continues to call on state lawmakers to add tax cuts in their budget plans. The governor told reporters yesterday he won't sign the next budget without $1.6 billion in various reductions. Perry is also at odds with some conservatives who want to spend regular state revenue to implement new water projects. The governor wants to spend $2 billion to set up a water infrastructure fund. And a co-owner of a former Bryan chiropractic clinic has pleaded guilty to participating in bilking auto insurance companies. Prosecutors say 42-year-old Marion Young recruited alleged accident victims to be represented by a Bryan area law firm and created more than $3 million in bills between 2007 and 2009. Young and four others split more than $1 million that was collected. Chiropractor Chase Lindsay, who previously entered a guilty plea, received $58,000 during the conspiracy. The three remaining co-defendants are scheduled to go on trial in September. And with Season 41 opening at the MSC Opus, Executive Director Ann Black says people will love the selections for this year's Intimate Gathering series.
We have several really, really wonderful programs. Beyond Glory with Stephen Lang, that salutes Medal of Honor winners, and it really, really is a very moving, powerful theater production. Also, Fahrenheit 451, Christmas with the Boston Brass. And then we have a group called Two Cellos. They have been on Glee, so all of the students know them.
Black says the Intimate Gathering performances give audiences a chance to enjoy a smaller theater and be up close and personal with the artists, sometimes even interacting through question and answer sessions after the show. At WTAW.com, you can find more information about what Opus has to offer for the main stage and for families. And finally, the College Station City Council has announced a special meeting Thursday at noon. It will be their first official gathering since the unexpected death of new city manager Frank Simpson. Mayor Nancy Berry yesterday announced Kathy Merrill was appointed interim city manager. City Hall will be closed Wednesday from 9:30 until 2 to allow employees to attend a memorial service and reception. Phone calls will be answered during that time. The service is tomorrow morning at 10 at St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic Church in College Station. A public visitation is this evening from 5 until 7:30 at the church, followed by a rosary. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 62 degrees. This week the news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
You're exhausted, and your gut's to blame.
We've never talked about this in 4 years on the show.
Reboot your energy from the inside out with Dr. Oz's three-day energy-boosting Jumpstart Cleanse.
What makes it so different from other programs?
It's quick, simple.
It fit perfectly into my schedule.
And works.
I lost over 30 pounds. The program is amazing.
The food plan to spark your system and bring back your energy for good.
Dr. Oz, weekday afternoons at 4 on KXHD.
When breaking news affects you, your source for local news in the Brazos Valley is KAGS HD News.
Keeping you informed, uncovering the facts.
Going beneath the surface to bring you truth that impacts you.
From our education and politics, our economy and community, our public health and more.
KAGS HD News is there first.
Local people living here, working here.
KAGS HD News, the source for news, weather and sports in the Brazos Valley. Weeknights at 6 and 10.
Just point, click, permit.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, now is the time to register for your 2013-2014 parking permit. Go online to transport.tamu.edu before July 9th and register.
It's fast. It's easy. Just point, click, permit.
Anytime, day or night, log on to transport.tamu.edu. Don't wait. Register for your 2013-2014 parking permit right now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services. Moving forward for you.
Extreme power or ultimate savings. Why choose when you can get both during the Polaris XP sales event at Polaris Fun Center? Get rebates up to $1,000 and financing as low as 2.99% on the world's best-selling power sports lineup. Take your pick of incredible deals on hard-working Rangers, smooth-riding sportsmen, and razor-sharp razors. Get to Polaris Fun Center before April 30th for huge rebates and great financing during the Polaris XP sales event. Polaris Fun Center on Texas Avenue, just 1.5 miles north of Villa Maria, where they sell fun, not tractors. factors.
On Saturday, May 4th, Aggieland Humane Society will hold their annual Adopt-a-Thon event where all pets will be half price. Mark your calendars now and prepare your home for your new best friend. Go to AggielandHumane.org for more information.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. When somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Any fog will be followed by sunshine today. Temperatures will be up to about 80 degrees. We could see an isolated thunderstorm later today. There's already some activity out in the Gulf to the southeast of Galveston. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, 65. Tomorrow, partly sunny, warm, 80 to 85. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 60 to 65. Partial sun Thursday, the chance for a shower, cooler, a high around 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. We've got an update for your Bryant softball as they went into the 30-hour rain delay. Also, fight Texagi baseball, playing a little baseball at home for a change after being on the road for eight straight. And a game in Major League Baseball that went for 6.5 hours. Ended just about an hour and a half, 2 hours ago. We'll get all that for you and more with sports in about 12 minutes.
This is a professional baseball game.
Correct.
Because, you know, those individual games mean a lot.
Yes.
Man.
19 innings.
At some point, don't you just throw the towel in?
One would think.
19 innings. Six hours.
Everybody pitched in that game but you and me.
Yeah.
And Kat.
Well, you know, the sponsors got some extra commercials, I guess.
But
I would feel like, you know, once you've gone that many innings, you sort of feel like, well, we've invested in this. We've got to beat the other people, you know?
Huh. Or it's time to go home. Good thing it wasn't a getaway game. At least they're playing it, you know, early in the week. Because if it was, you know, like Milwaukee playing in Seattle, needing to get to Boston the next day.
That would have been trouble.
Probably wouldn't have wanted to do that. My other thought is, I wonder when they cut off beer sales.
I think it's the seventh inning.
Is it?
Well, I think it is also. I'm with you, Kevin.
Man, I'd lose interest.
Didn't it become a rule after some big fight in Yankee Stadium? Isn't that where the rule came from?
I'd lose interest. Find where the nearest bar is, and then you go over there
and watch the rest of it on TV.
Something like that, I guess. But, again, it's Major League Baseball. Get ready for Benghazi Round 2. Fox News reports at least four career officials from the State Department and CIA have lawyered up as they are getting ready to provide what is being called sensitive information about the attack last September the 11th
because
in Libya.
Because the government won't give them immunity.
Yeah, well, you know, in fact, the government has said that their careers will be over if they go forward with this. The White House has. And again, I mean, they're not saying we're going to kill you, but they're looking at it. They're making it pretty uncomfortable if these people decide to talk. Victoria Tonsing, who's one of the attorneys, represents at least one of the whistleblowers, says the Obama administration has openly threatened anyone who comes forward.
Ooh.
And I happened to see a report yesterday on Fox Television that they were saying that there was, in fact, a group of, I think there were 30 guys who were doing exercises in Croatia. They were 3 hours away. They could have been there. They could have gotten
there. They could have stopped the second wave. Yeah. I saw the same report yesterday, too.
Doesn't look good. And, you know, what the Obama administration is saying is, we need to move on. There's nothing to see here. And, in fact, there probably is, because that would include, Hillary Clinton. And speaking of her, a poll in New Hampshire finds that if they held the Democrat primary there today, Barack Obama's second term would be cut way short. Oh, no. They found that... Yeah, you know, and Hillary Clinton would win by a landslide. Again, it's New Hampshire. That's one state. But anyway, 61% said they'd vote for Hillary.
Yeah, but they're like the rednecks of the North, right?
Joe Biden got 6%. That's got to make him feel pretty good. Not. Andrew Cuomo and Martin O'Malley, who's he's the governor of Maryland, each at 5%. Over on the Republican side, yeah, they did that. Marco Rubio and Rand Paul, 15% each. Chris Christie and Paul Ryan at 11% each. Boy, Chris Christie and Paul Ryan, get those two standing side by side.
Why are you chuckling?
It'd be like Mutt and Jeff.
Yeah, I'm just thinking they probably both have a different wake-up and workout regime.
triathlete bacon.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. I like Chris Christie.
Sure. But yeah. But he looks like that. You know, Stay Puff.
The Stay Puff marshmallow.
That's it. Really. Yeah.
You know, it's interesting that you bring up Ghostbusters because I had something freaky happen yesterday. My sink. Have you ever had this happen? It's a sink that plugs up, but it just started oozing water. Like, just water was coming up out of it.
Mm.
And I wasn't turning it on, and then I wouldn't stop.
Talking about coming out of the drain?
Green water coming up out of my sink, pouring out into the floor.
The floor?
Yeah. It was really weird. It was like a Ghostbusters.
Well, we'll get there in a minute. Hello?
Hello. So are you saying Chris Christie and Paul Ryan on a ticket together look like a perfect 10?
Yeah.
That was awesome. Very nice.
Does he mean average or does he mean a stick and a zero?
I think that's pretty much what he means. I don't know how deep your sink is.
No, it's not that. I mean, it's just a normal sink.
And I don't know how fast it was flowing.
It was like belching up the water recesses of the ages or something. I don't know.
Do you have a double sink or a single sink?
It was a single sink, and it was green, like comet colored. So I don't know if the last person who lived here just, I don't know, plugged the comet.
How long have you lived there?
I've lived here since December.
But
I can guarantee you it wasn't me
Have you been using the sink regularly?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, what happens, it sounds to me like you got some corrosion going on. That's the reason you got that color. And what you're going to have to do is run a snake down the drain.
Yeah, but whoever heard of a drain that belches water
out? Oh, no, what you've got on the back of the house is a clear-out plug.
Yep.
And you got to go in there and you got to open that up and you got to clear it out. Right, that's why it's called a clear-out plug.
Right. That's so nice working with men.
That's all right. Well, I ain't coming over to do it. I'm just telling you that's what you got to do. But, you know. But the thing is, that's something that, the plumber would probably want to get in the house, but doesn't necessarily have to get in the house to do that.
I see.
And the other thing is, though, they're going to have to run a snake out as well. Just because they run it back up into the house doesn't mean that they've solved the problem.
Oh.
The other thing is, you've got a, how old is this house? It's like 80 years old. Is that right?
I think it's since 1982.
Probably okay because you know old houses they had clay pipe, and what had happened is stuff gets in the clay pipe and you know rusted. But if you've got green, that sounds like you got a little may need some pipes fixed. Let's see. All right. So anyway, there's your little helpful hint today.
Oh, thank you.
That's right. So I mean.
So Chris Christie.
Yeah. No, Chris Christie. He works someplace else. He's not here. Texas GOP Senator Ted Cruz says there is a rift, a pretty big rift, in fact, in Congress between the Tea Party caucus and your establishment GOP. He kind of pulled the curtain back when he was talking to the National Review. He told them that a recent Tea Party rally, quote, "We had probably five or six lunches with a bunch of Republican senators standing up and looking at Rand," that's Rand Paul, "and Mike Lee and me, and yelling at us at the top of their lungs. I mean, really upset. They said, look, why did you do this? As a result of what you did, when I go home, my constituents are yelling at me, and I got to stand on principle." And he said, "I'm not making it up." He said, I don't even bother to argue with them. I just sort of say to him, hey, look, you know, vote your conscience. Uh-huh. This was the gun control issue that they were talking about. But that probably does speak to, you know, some of the contentious stuff that's going on.
Oh, there. I'm sure.
It's and, you know, the same deal. The Tea Party folks, if you will, elected these guys and expect them to come in and do what they want them to do. And just real quick, a plan that was going to transfer $2 billion from the Rainy Day Fund to create a water infrastructure bank. This is something we've been talking about with the state reps.
I was going to say, didn't we talk to Casella about that?
This is something the governor wants. It failed yesterday because the author made a parliamentary error.
Uh-oh.
Mm. Yeah. So, now,
oopsie.
Leadership wants it, so they'll probably bring it back up, but maybe they'll have somebody else do it who understands the rules a little bit better.
Did you see that Obama wouldn't sign the FAA thing?
No.
Because there were typos in it.
Aww.
Made them resubmit it. He would not sign the document because there were typos in the document.
Give me a break.
Okay, won't go through Benghazi, but we're going to
like he's yeah. never made an error.
Really. Aggie owned and operated Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, May 4th, it's a virtual tour of feedlots and beef processing. We'll help you see visually what happens to your cattle once they leave the ranch. It's all this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
It's not all that difficult to develop a landscape around your front door or patio. There are ample good examples and volumes have been written taking you through all the procedures. Where the boat runs aground, however, is with the odd, out-of-the-way spaces. There's not a gardener among us who doesn't have a few of these places. In the interest of peace and harmony in horticulture, we periodically discuss ideas for dealing with such unusual landscaping features. I have a couple more right after this message. It's absolutely our best poster offer ever. Get all four highly informative, full-color, 15x30-inch, heavy cardstock posters, and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Together, it's more than a $71 value for only $34. The posters include our 100 best Texas landscape plants. That's the best trees, shrubs, vines, and ground covers. It's a very large chart. It gives you every last detail to help you make the best selections. 100 best Texas annual flowers, 120 best Texas perennials, all 120 crepe myrtle varieties. Complete details on every plant on every poster. Each poster is like a book of its own. All four posters and the magazine subscription, only $34. Posters alone would normally be $48. You pay only $34 total, you get the magazine subscription as well. 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. So what do you do if you have multitudes of shallow tree roots? If that's the case, you do need to give first consideration to protect your drive, sidewalk, and foundation from the pressures of swelling tree roots. If you can possibly wait until fall, that would be better because cutting roots at this time of year can be very damaging to trees. You really need to work with a certified arborist on this one and get a barrier of some sort put in whenever it's done. And if it has to be done now, they'll know exactly how to guide you so that the tree and you can coexist. If you find that roots are so dense that it's hard to get a shrub or ground cover bed established, there still is hope there. Rototill the area to a depth of 3 or 4 inches. Now, of course, you avoid the major roots, but don't worry about the fact that you'll be disturbing many of the shallow feeder roots. You work the soil up, and then you come back with organic matter and loosen it. You get it as well prepared as you can get it, and then you put some kind of a trailing ground cover. Asian jasmine, purple winter creeper, euonymus work well in the shade, and they will cover over those bigger roots. Mondo grass and liriope can also work. They're tall enough, they don't vine, but they're tall enough that they'll conceal a lot of the roots. And you know, trees have every right to have roots, so it's no big deal. So what do you do when you have plants and plantings in low areas? Every nurseryman gets the question asking what types of plants would be best in wet soils. And the best answer, however, isn't necessarily in accepting the problem of poor drainage and settling for bog plants, but indeed in getting that excess water out of the way. In reality, unless a flowing spring is involved, which is very rarely the case, there will be far more time that the area is quite dry. The point being that you should try to get the incident water off the site as quickly as possible. Install good guttering and downspouts if you don't have them already. Either raise the planting bed so the water will run elsewhere or cut a shallow channel beneath your turf grass so it can escape. You can use an inexpensive string level to determine fall across the slope. As little as 1 inch of fall for every 10 feet of distance will ensure good drainage. You can also install drains very easily. And you know, landscape contractors do this all the time, so maybe you contact a landscape contractor to help get drainage on your property. I'm Neil Sperry. Unnecessary troubles in landscaping in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:54. Fighting Texas Aggie Baseball is hosting the Grambling State Tigers tonight. To start off an 8-game homestand at Olsen Field, the Maroon and White have played well at Olsen Field in 2013 with a 17-8 record. A&M enters the contest, however, with a 10-0 mark in midweek home games. Mikey Reynolds has reached safely with a hit, walk, or hit by pitch at least once in the last 42 games, and that's the longest active streak in the nation. First pitch tonight, 6:35, and all the action is here on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. After the dust settled in the NFL draft, the Aggies were in the top 10 as far as numbers are concerned, and the SEC outpaced all other leagues as well. Sean Porter was picked up by the Cincinnati Bengals, and he was on Texags Radio talking about the draft.
I think that it shows you how much talent we have on our team now, and I think it shows you definitely how much talent is in the SEC. I'm very proud of my peers, so I'm just glad that we came out on top in this draft, and we got a lot of our guys drafted, and of the ones that we didn't get drafted, they all signed free agent contracts, so I'm just really proud of all my guys.
Speaking of not being drafted but being picked up, Azuma Owachukwu, known as Easy, was picked up by the Texans as a free agent. The number 27 Texas A&M women's golf team was selected in the 2013 NCAA Division I Women's Golf West Regional, where it will compete for a berth in the championship. Regional play will be conducted the 9th through the 11th of May at three sites, one in Stanford, California, the OU Golf Club in Norman, Oklahoma, and the Auburn University Club in Auburn. The Jets have released quarterback Tim Tebow after drafting West Virginia's Geno Smith. The Jets are overloaded with quarterbacks. It was no real surprise. The former Heisman Trophy winner was not in the team's plans. No word on where or if he will land somewhere else. Brian, softball sent the Bi-District Series to a Game 3 after a 30-plus hour rain delay, but came up just short against Klein Collins in the third and final game with a final score of 11-1. In the NBA, Chandler Parsons scored 27 points as the Houston Rockets avoided elimination and the sweep with a 105-103 victory over the Oklahoma City Thunder last night. Patrick Beverley added 16 points for the Rockets, who played without point guard Jeremy Lin. Kevin Durant led the Thunder with 38 points. Here's Rocket coach Kevin McHale after the win.
I told our guys before the game, I said, you know, one thing about our team is we're not going to lay down. They fought all year long, and we've had different lineups. We've had all kinds of stuff happen. And one constant has just been their willingness to go out and scrap and fight. And I said, there's no way we're going to lay an egg tonight. Now, if they beat us, they beat us. But, we went out and we fought hard.
In other NBA playoff action, Brooklyn shellacked Chicago 110-91, and Atlanta beat Indiana 102-91.
Another 2-2. Hammered deep to right field, and you can kiss that one goodbye. A two-run home run for Carlos Corcoran, and the Astros' lead is 8-0.
Carlos Corcoran's home run drove in four runs last night, and the Astros trashed the New York Yankees 9-1. Brandon Barnes added three hits and three RBIs for the Astros. Yankee starter Andy Pettitte was rocked for seven runs, 10 hits, and just four-plus innings. Texas Rangers were off yesterday, but they'll open a three-game series against Chicago in White Sox country. The Rangers have lost two straight, but they still remain in first place in the American League West. Brandon Moss and the Oakland Athletics played for 6.5 hours before a walk-off home run. Moss hit the second home run of the night with two outs in the bottom of the 19th inning to give the Oakland A's a 10-8 victory over the Los Angeles Angels. That's the longest game so far this year, but that comes as no surprise. The Dallas Stars introduced new general manager Jim Nill. Nill spent 15 years as the assistant GM for the Detroit Red Wings, who have made the playoffs 22 straight seasons. Newell replaces Neuendijk, who was let go this past weekend. And finally, in SEC football news, Jeremy Hill, LSU's leading returning rusher, has been suspended indefinitely following his arrest over the weekend. School spokesman said the Tigers coach Les Miles, quote, let the incident play out through the legal system before making any additional comments. Hill was arrested and charged with simple battery after an incident at a Baton Rouge bar near campus. The victim identified the rising sophomore as one of two men who allegedly struck him so many times he lost consciousness. And according to multiple local outlets, there's also a video of the incident that shows Hill and the other man striking the victim. That's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A few years back after a hailstorm, I didn't realize immediately that large hail can put holes in your shingles, and that causes rain to seep through the wood and into the attic, eventually into your house. Well, Schulte Roofing explained it all to me and made what was an unwanted situation into a purely professional experience. I had a new roof quickly, painlessly, and Schulte took away the guesswork. So when you need a new roof, call 1-800-4-ROOF or go to SchulteRoofing.com.
The home of the bulletproof roof. Did you ever try to dial a cell phone with gloves on? Ever had a job site without cell service? And what if you need to get a message to a whole crew at once? The only way to make this happen is with a two-way system from Skyline Communications. Skyline radios have expanded range, tough, durable handsets, and no data charges. Let Skyline show you the cost-effective way to stay in touch.